This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a former central bank governor says no major worries yet for Barbados following President Trump's imposed 10% tariff. Government set to review the national grooming policy for school students. The Barbados Fire Service sounds alarm over hydrant issues in Nelson Street. Pan-African elders take special interest at the Grantley Adams Memorial School, and the Caribbean Development Bank launches funding facility for women-owned businesses in the region. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. As news broke globally yesterday surrounding President Donald Trump's widespread tax imposition, including a 10% tariff for Barbados, there's been much concern. However, former central bank governor Winston Cox says there's no need for alarm in the region given the low export of commodities to the United States. Speaking to Starcom Network News from Canada, Mr. Cox tied any possible impact to tourism and the overall service economy.
Listening to Mr. Trump, really, it's very difficult to determine anything. But looking at the list of countries on which reciprocal tariffs will be imposed, I noticed that Barbados and most of the other Caribbean, English-speaking Caribbean countries are at the minimum level of 10%. And this is trade on trade in goods. So I really do not think that there will be a very significant direct impact on Barbados or on most of the other Caribbean countries where the rate is 10%. Fortunately, our major export to the United States is not a commodity export, it's tourism.
The retired economist who served as central bank governor between 1997 and 1999, however, warned that if the trade war continues and causes a global downturn, Barbados will be affected.
Places like Vietnam, which have much higher reciprocal tariffs, India, the Caribbean countries are all in the 10% range, and they'll all be affected roughly the same way. And I think the impact is going to be mainly through U.S. tourism if the trade war triggers a global economic recession.
Former Barbados Central Bank Governor Winston Cox. The Ministry of Education's national grooming policy is set for review. Confirmation of this came from both Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman, and the Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Speaking to journalists on the sidelines of a forum held for student councils of all secondary schools at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center, Blackman said the review was necessary but guaranteed there would be no return to the past while sending a message to parents.
We're going to be reviewing and relooking it. But I also want to take this opportunity to speak to the parents, first of all. If you're sending your child to school, you have a duty to ensure that your child leaves home in a sense that is tidy, that carries the highest level of deportment. So am I saying that you have to cut your hair? I'm not saying that. But equally, it shouldn't look like you just roll off the bed and walk straight into the bus or the car. And therefore, these are the conversations that we're going to be having shortly. I'm going to be doing a number of videos to walk through parents in particular about what the educational transformation is, but equally on the aspect of deportment, ensuring that your child looks the best. Because it's not just about school. You're preparing them for work, you're preparing them for business. And they must now understand that it can't be a free-for-all. Equally, we're not going to revert to what was.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman, also speaking to ongoing public debate on the issue, Dr. Archer Bradshaw said there will be further consultation with the public.
We have to further engage in consultation with members of the public, and I'm sure that the minister will do that pretty soon, so that we get a better understanding of where the discontent is coming from. We have to fully understand whether it is linked to the colonial ties, the same thing the minister mentioned. We have to see whether it is that persons don't have an appreciation for a black hair, and what does neat and tidy mean, okay? So we're going to have those discussions, and I'm sure that we'll reach some kind of decision that will be pleasing to everybody, or most people.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Kimberly Agard was yesterday re-elected president of the National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, defeating challengers by a wide margin in a low turnout vote. AGARD, first elected in 2022, secured 315 votes, more than doubling the tally for her nearest rival, Anne-Marie Burke-Brewster, 136 votes. The third candidate, Natalie Walters-Jones, trailed with just 27 votes. Although official turnout figures were not immediately released, the combined 478 votes cast in the presidential race across 13 fixed and 2 floating ballot boxes reflected relatively low participation. The Barbados Fire Service is concerned about the lack of access to a fire hydrant that has been paved over between Wellington Street and Nelson Street, the city. Responding to a fire in the area yesterday, Station Officer Roger Bourne stated that the road in that area has been resurfaced, covering the majority of the hydrant. He's appealing to the authorities to rectify the issue, noting that access to hydrants, especially in the city, is critical.
The road has been resurfaced in the area of Nelson Street and Wellington Street, and there's a hydrant which is 70% covered with Barber Green, and there's no way that we can access this particular hydrant. So it's a matter of having the Water Authority or the Ministry of Transport and Works now come to do some remedial work that we can have access to this hydrant. In this area, it's very critical. This is a high built-up area, an area where there's a lot of social activity, and we need to maintain this business continuity in this area. And our job is to make sure that we have access to hydrants, that we can have a source of water, that we can adequately mitigate any situation that occur in this area.
Station officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Roger Bourne. The Road Safety Association wants the relevant authorities to ensure appropriate signage is used when repair work is being done on the nation's roads. President of the association, Roland Lowe, tells Starcom Network News he has seen instances where drivers and workers alike are put at risk because of how some signs are being indiscriminately placed. His comments came after a minibus collided with a road excavation site in St. Philip, injuring passengers and crew on board.
I don't know the particulars of the incident and in terms of what were the contributing factors to occurring, because something that I had noticed, and not in relation to this particularly, but things I saw before in other places, sometimes the workers have the cones a bit too close to the actual area where they're working. So then by the time the motorist sees the cone, he's already in the area, which could pose some problems in terms of danger to the actual workers themselves. So, I mean, more than one occasion, I've advised the workers to put the cones a little bit further so that persons are aware that something is coming out and it's a possible hazard on approach, so that they can take the appropriate action in terms of slowing down and looking out for the workers.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. Pan-African elders have taken a special interest in the Grant D. Adams Memorial School with a promise to mentor and assist as many students as possible. The group, comprising of Dr. Myrna Belgrave, Onkfa Wells, Member of Parliament Trevor Prescott, CARICOM Ambassador David Comichong, Spiritual Baptist Bishop Marland Jones, and others, met with the principal, Major Andrew Skeet, during a ceremony in the school hall. Mr. Skeet commended the efforts of the group and said it was a timely intervention.
Especially at a time where a lot of what is happening in society is affecting young people, and we need not remind you of the tragic incident most recent, but they have determined that you, and they're going to help you to move away from a path, some of you, because not all of you, may be going, and to bring you to that point of understanding and especially through remembrance, to engage you, as I said, in our Africanness.
Grantley Adams Memorial Principal Major Andrew Skeet, Dr. Myrna Belgrave leading the group, said it was important to bring the elders and the youth together.
We are at a crisis level, and we cannot continue to be separated. And somebody must take the lead, and I'm saying that the young people, under the guidance of the elderly, in that cyclic connection, will lead the way.
Pan-African elder Dr. Myrna Belgrave. And finally, the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, says it has launched a $500,000 US dollar initiative aimed at enhancing the competitiveness of women-led businesses across the region. The region's premier financial institution said that the virtual launch of She Trades Caribbean Grow and Go grant facility marks a major step forward, advancing women's economic empowerment and boosting their participation in international trade. It said the facility targets women-owned and led micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises in the CDB's 19 borrowing member countries. Recapping the headlines. A former central bank governor says no major worries yet for Barbados following President Trump's imposed 10% tariff. Government set to review the national grooming policy for school students. The Barbados Fire Service sounds the alarm over a hydrant issue in Nelson Street. Pan-African elders to take special interest at the Grantley Adams Memorial School. And the CDB launches funding facility for women-owned businesses in the region. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.